Red Rock. A long time ago, in a simple cottage beside the deep, dark woods, there lived a pretty child called Red Riding Hood. She was kind and considerate, and everybody loved her. One afternoon, Red Riding Hood's mother called to her. "Granny isn't feeling up to snuff today," she said, "so I've baked her favorite custard as a little surprise. Be a good girl and take it to her, will you?" Red Riding Hood was delighted. She loved going to Granny's, even though it meant crossing the deep, dark woods. Look there.
Ooh.
There's Mommy baking up a custard for Granny.
Well, if I was her, I would love to do this, because I would not go in the woods.
When the custard had cooled, Red Riding Hood's mother wrapped it up and put it in a basket. "Now, whatever you do," she said, "go straight to Granny's and do not speak to any strangers." "Yes, Mama," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"She's gonna get in trouble."
Before long, she was in the deepest part of the woods. "Oh," she said, "this is scary." Suddenly, a large wolf appeared. "Good afternoon, my dear," he said. "Care to stop for a little chat?" "Oh, gracious me," said Red Riding Hood. "Mama said not to speak to any strangers." But the wolf had such charming manners. "And where are you going, sweet thing?" he said. "I'm on my way to visit Granny, who lives in the pretty yellow house on the other side of the woods," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"That's the big red wolf in the book."
"It is."
"It's scary. Come to Red Riding Hood."
"Uh-huh. She's feeling poorly, and I'm taking her a surprise." "You don't say," said the wolf. Just then, he had a delightful idea. "No reason why I can't eat them both," he thought. "Allow me to escort you. You never know what might be lurking about." "You're too kind," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"He's saying, step into the...
And she's not supposed to be speaking to strangers, is she? But she took the wolf's hand, and off they go through the woods. Beyond the forest, they came to a patch of sunflowers. "Why not pick a few?" suggested the wolf. Granny loves flowers, you know. But while Red Riding Hood was picking a pretty bouquet, the clever wolf hurried on ahead to Granny's house.
"I would not go there. I would just..."
"Who is it?" called Granny. "It's I, your delicious, darling granddaughter," said the wolf in a high voice. "The door is unlocked," said Granny. There's Granny in her bed with her toes sticking out. "Surprise!" cried the wolf. Granny was furious at having her reading interrupted. "Get out of here, you horrid thing," she cried. But the wolf gobbled her right up. He didn't even bother to chew. "Tasty," he said, patting his belly. "So tasty." Just then, he heard footsteps on the garden path. "Here comes dessert." And losing no time, he put on Granny's cap and glasses and jumped into bed and pulled up the covers. Look, there's the wolf acting like he's Granny.
"And then you say, 'The better to eat you, my dear.'"
"Who is it?" he called out in his sweetest Granny voice. "It is I, your granddaughter," said Little Red Riding Hood. "The door is unlocked," said the wolf.
"I wish it was locked."
Red Riding Hood was distressed at seeing her grandmother so changed. "Why, Granny," she said, "what big eyes you have." "The better to see you, my dear," said the wolf. And Granny, what long arms you have. The better to hug you, my dear, said the wolf. And Granny, what big teeth you have.
The better to eat you, my dear.
The better to eat you, my dear, cried the wolf.
Here's the wolf trying to eat little Red Riding Hood.
I think I'll just run away back home and then...
And he gobbled her right up. I'm so wicked, he said, so wicked. But really, he was enormously pleased with himself. That's Granny's hat.
If I was her, I would just run outside and then run to the house and then close the door and then lock it.
Mm-hmm.
And lock all the doors.
And having enjoyed such a heavy meal, he was soon snoring away. A hunter passing by was alarmed by the frightful racket. That doesn't sound like Granny, he said. There's the hunter. And so the brave hunter jumped in the window and killed the sleeping wolf and cut him open, and out jumped Granny and Little Red Riding Hood. We're ever so grateful, said Little Red Riding Hood. That's the wolf.
Oh, he's dead.
The wicked wolf won't trouble you again, said the hunter. It was so dark in there I couldn't read a word, said Granny. Granny was still trying to read her book inside the wolf. What do you think about that?
That's funny. I think she still brought a flashlight.
If she knew the wolf was going to eat her, she probably would have brought a flashlight. Red Riding Hood promised never, ever to speak to another stranger, charming manners or not. And she never did.
Oh, it's a flashlight.
And you have a